This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Johnson & Johnson got a legal win in St. Louis last week. The health and consumer products company prevailed in a case involving its baby powder as a potential cause of ovarian cancer. J&J had lost three previous suits along the same line, also in St. Louis, which has put that city in the spotlight for what's called tort reform, changes that would make it harder for people to sue companies. From St. Louis Public Radio, Maria Altman reports.
In the last year or so, you may have caught one of those legal TV ads talking about talcum powder and ovarian cancer.
If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. We can help.
This ad was from the Onder law firm in St. Louis, which brought three lawsuits against healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson last year and won. St. Louis juries awarded nearly $200 million in damages. Lawyer Jim Onder, who helped win those awards, says it's no surprise that the business-backed American Tort Reform Association is critical of St. Louis as a result.
It has nothing to do with the law, the judges, the juries.
Onder says the group takes a one-sided view.
And they ignore the fact that big verdicts are a function of egregious, horrible conduct in disregard of human life.
The American Tort Reform Association counters that St. Louis has been on its watch list for a while. Spokesman Darren McKinney says plaintiffs' attorneys in Missouri are able to game the system.
You know, what's going on in Missouri, it's not the case of a couple of large but otherwise just verdicts. It's a system where a lax standard of expert evidence, where lax venue laws let out-of-state plaintiffs shop their cases to friendly St. Louis judges.
McKinney says Missouri should raise the bar on who can be considered an expert witness by adopting a standard used by the federal courts. It allows hearings to be held on whether someone is qualified to give expert testimony. Missouri's venue law allows people from out of state to join other plaintiffs who allege their victims, as long as they bundle their suit with a local plaintiff. In the Johnson & Johnson cases, for instance, the three lead plaintiffs in the suit were all from out of state. Up to 99 people can sue as a group, and that can cut down on legal costs, but McKinney says it's not fair.
They ought to be bringing their cases where they live.
Missouri's new governor, Eric Greitens, agrees. The Republican talked specifically about the judicial hellhole ranking in his first State of the State address. He says Missouri's civil judicial system is hurting the state's ability to attract businesses.
For too long in this state, trial lawyers have picked our people's pockets, and it's time to do different. It's time to do different.
Missouri's Republican-led House and Senate have eagerly taken up the governor's suggestions. Legislators have introduced bills to change the state's venue rule and toughen expert witness standards. But others say Missouri's current system is fair. Thomas Stewart is a law professor at St. Louis University. He says product liability cases are filed in St. Louis because the circuit's judges are known for their expertise and efficiency.
St. Louis litigated tobacco cases, and those tobacco cases resulted in defense verdicts.
In other words, in favor of the tobacco companies.
Why didn't we get the judicial hellhole designation when that happened?
Stewart says the reforms being proposed will just mean additional hurdles for those who may have been harmed by a company's product. In St. Louis, I'm Maria Altman for Marketplace.